There's a role that you are here to play in the movie of your life. And that role translates into your business as well. In fact, your audience needs you to play this role, to wear this costume, in order that they can see that you're the person for them, so that you can serve them, so that they can invest with you in your services. Today on Unjaded, we are unpacking your human design profile. We're going to talk about the mistakes that each profile makes in content creation and the fix for that. I'm Vicki Dixon. I'm a 2-4 emotional manifesting generator and a quad right in human design. I'm also a copywriter and a serial builder of businesses. I did say man gen, right? So how I'm going to unpack this with you today is that I'm going to go through the 6 profile lines, lines 1 through 6. Your profile will be a combination of 2 of those numbers. Line 1s. The biggest mistake that I see line 1s making when they come through the doors of Content by Design, they will argue tooth and nail that they have to give their people all of the information. Because that's what they're all about, having all of the answers, all of the information, going down the rabbit holes, going deep. And yes, that is part of who you are as a one-line profile. However, people do not need more information. We live in the information age, and they are, in fact, overwhelmed and inundated with information. Yes, people trust you as a first-line profile to have the information. They know that you know your stuff. And where you can get tripped up is feeling like if you don't dump all kinds of information on your people, they're going to think that you don't know as much as the next guy. And the worst thing for you as a first-line profile is to feel like you don't know. You always know enough, but for you to feel like you don't know enough is really confusing, hurtful, off-putting for you. In your content, I love to see you going deep into something. So rather than pouring all of the information on your people about this one topic, why not choose one piece of said information and show the depth of your knowledge there? More than that, show people why that is a better solution than other things that they have tried. Show them what happens when they don't actually implement this thing in their business, in their life, in their relationship, whatever it is that you serve in your niche. Walk them through the possibility. What does it look like when they're on the other side of this? When they've implemented this depth of wisdom that you've shared with them, how can that actually change their life? Because that's what people are hiring us for. They're not hiring us to pour information on them. They're hiring us to walk them through the information that we're delivering. I'm going to take a little break here and just ask you to excuse my dog snoring in the background if you can hear him. He is not very well, and I don't have the heart to leave him outside while I'm recording these episodes. Second line profiles. If you have a line 2 in your profile, you're the natural. You need time to hermit away in order for your gifts to be called out of you. Oh gosh, I could go through so many mistakes that we make as second line profiles. I'm a 2-4 profile, so I get it. One of the things that I see second line profiles doing, well, let's call it the most obvious first, they hide. If you're a second line profile, you love to hide somewhere where nobody can find you to call you out. You tell yourself that you're just tucking yourself away because you're supposed to be a hermit. And you're just going to do this until the time is right. And then the time is never right because you never feel really comfortable going out and sharing your gifts. So that's the most obvious thing. And how you're going to fix that, obviously, is allowing yourself to actually accept the calls, to be discerning and accept the calls that are right for you. But something specifically in content that I see second lines doing, and I see a lot of people in our space teaching this, because the magic for you as a second line profile is in what's alive for you right now. And because things come so naturally to you, many people will teach you that you can just show up and do what's natural. That doesn't help anyone. Not ever. Nobody wants to hear you say, oh, this is so natural for me, so I'm just going to talk to you about it. No. As a second line, not only are you discerning, but you have a depth of wisdom that lives in your body that you don't even know is there. So allowing this to be drawn out of you, what is alive for you right now that people are calling out of you? And then speak to the depth that's there. Not staying on the surface saying, this is so natural for me, so I'm just going to talk about it all the time. No, you also have a gift for bringing others along. So use that gift to bring others along in your niche. And trust yourself that you can play within your niche. As a second line, more than any other line, your niche is you. So trust that you can bring little bits of other things, little bits of your magic to the party, and that it will land with the right people that are for you. Does that mean you don't need a niche? No, hell no. But it means that you are your niche. I guess that's how I would say it. You are your niche more than anything else. Know the problem that you solve as a second line profile, just as with any other profile, and bring your whole self to the party. That's what people want from you. People always want more of us as second lines than we feel comfortable giving. Third line profiles. Third lines are my very favorite people in the world because I think a lot of your conditioning mirrors that of manifesting generators. So I feel like I can feel you so many times. Third line profiles, number one mistake that I see third line profiles making in your content is trying to be perfect. Trying not to show the things that you got wrong, hiding your mistakes and your shame. Because you have been shamed. You absolutely have been shamed for your whole entire life over all of the things that you are getting wrong. Can't you ever learn from somebody else? Why do you have to always do it the hard way? Your path is all about bumping up against life and life bumping up against you. And you do that so that you can bring those lessons through to the people that you're here to serve. But if you're trying to show up as perfect, if you bought somebody's $37 template and you're filling in the blanks, your people can't see you. And if they can't see you, they can't hire you. Your people need to see how you got it wrong. They need you to be vulnerable with them and show them what you learned along the way. That is your biggest gift as a third line profile. Never, ever, ever underestimate how magical you are when you let people see you in the, I hate the word mistakes, but when you let people see those mistakes, you give them permission to do the same. And you know, Ra said that all business is third line. We know that your dormant gates that have third lines are your most powerful in your business. Third lines are the most magical people on the planet when you let us in. Fourth line profiles. Fourth line profiles are very foundational. This is the other part of my profile. I'm a 2-4. Very foundational. And what I have found throughout my whole life is that I've almost apologized for helping people build foundations. Because let's face it, in my particular business, in my particular niche, it is so much sexier to take people to seven-figure businesses than to help them actually create a sustainable business that works and to build the skeleton behind the scenes like we do in Content by Design and Design to Profit. It's never been super sexy to work with startups or to work with people who aren't making enough money in their business. It's so much sexier to help people scale to a bazillion dollars. But as a fourth line profile, I am uniquely gifted at building foundations. And you as a fourth line profile are as well. So one of the mistakes that I see fourth line profiles making is thinking it's not fancy enough, thinking that it's boring, or even not understanding that it's actually a thing. Because we move along and we put systems in place and we put plan Bs in place, let's say, plan B for the plan B for the plan B. You may have heard it said if you're in the human design space that a fourth line profile isn't going to sell their house without having another house to go to. They're not going to quit their job without having another job to go to. Well, think how you do that in your business. And think how in your content, sometimes you're probably skipping over the more foundational things that people need to understand in order to actually move themselves forward. So here you might be trying to educate them so much, trying to entertain them, trying to be all things to all people, when if you would just kind of pull it back a little bit and help them to integrate the foundational pieces, that would be such a gift.
And you're overlooking your gift.
The other thing that I will say is that one mistake that I see fourth line profiles making all the time is that they think that they need a bigger following in order to succeed. I am a huge fan of Kevin Kelly's 1,000 True Fans. If you don't have that book, go ahead and grab it now, especially if you're fourth line. As a fourth line profile, your opportunities will come from within your existing network. Now, does that mean that your network isn't going to grow? No. Does that mean that you can't go viral? Of course not. But sometimes as fourth lines, I see people focusing so much on the virality of an Instagram reel or beating themselves up because it didn't go viral. But if you have 500 views on your reel, well, imagine if you had 500 people in the room that you were speaking to, you'd be thrilled. Yet you discount that. What you really need to remember, what I would really love to invite you to remember as a fourth line profile, is to just love on your people. Be with your people. That's who is going to hire you. Your people are the ones that are going to hire you. Don't worry about the rest. It will come. The people who are meant for you will join your network and your community when you show up as all of you and stop worrying about everyone else. Fifth line profiles. Woohoo! Fifth line profiles are visionary leaders, are heretics. Number one mistake, hands down. Okay, I gotta go on a sidetrack here, which is so very like me anyway. Fifth line profiles in content by design usually end up being brought to their knees at one point or another. And I'm saying that with a smile on my face here, but really I feel you in my heart. And you get into content by design, and what fifth line profiles have said to me is that they feel seen, that finally someone sees me for who I really am. I believe that fifth line profiles, especially little girls who are fifth line profiles, have more conditioning than anyone else because you don't always say things softly. You don't always say things in a way that lands. Maybe you do now. Maybe you've been conditioned to. But your gift is actually in being the heretic. Your gift is that you stand behind the curtain and you look out and you see what's going on. You call people on their shit. And sometimes it's uncomfortable. It's definitely uncomfortable for you. It's sometimes going to be uncomfortable for them. And for your whole life, you've probably been told to tone it down. You've probably internalized messaging like, if I can't say it nicely, I shouldn't say it at all. But your people need you to call them out. That's that fifth line. That fifth line sees things that no one else can see. And by you hiding away and trying to soften, oh my God, the number of fifth line profiles that I work with who write this beautiful post or email or podcast episode, and then they delete it or they don't have the courage to make it go live because it just feels like you're standing on the edge of a cliff waiting for someone to push you off. Because so many times you've had that experience in your life. So the mistake that I would say that you're making is trying to soften it, trying to make your voice sound more appealing, more palatable than it is, taking the hard edge off. And the thing that I would love to invite you to do as a fifth line profile is to actually tell it like it is in your content. And some of the ways that you can do this are just in the words that you use. Here's the thing. What I need you to know is, what you need to understand, here's why that's wrong. It's okay for you to come out of the gate strong like that. In fact, it is required as a fifth line profile. Sixth line profiles, our role models. Sixth line profiles have a rough road because there's no map of what you're supposed to be doing here. You're the new way that things are going. And you have this try phase of life. So for the first 30 years, you're in a trial and error phase, like a third line profile. You're bumping around against life. Life is bumping around with you. And you probably feel like you're getting way too many things wrong. You're making mistakes, all the things. You have a lot of shame around the things you're getting wrong. Second phase of life, from the time you are 30 to 50, you're integrating all of those life's lessons. We call this on the roof in human design, which is weird languaging. But when you talk to a sixth line profile, they will always tell you, yeah, I totally feel like I'm separated from humanity and like I'm looking out at everyone and they just don't get it. They just don't get it. They don't know what I know. I can't make them listen to me. And I'm going to walk through all these three phases in your content. Don't worry. And then the last phase of your life from 50 onward, that's when you step into the role model phase. Then the game changes. human design speak, we say you come down off the roof, you're in amongst people again, and you're role modeling. So what do six line profiles get wrong in their content? The first thing I'm going to say is in those first two phases of life, you're trying to role model and you're not there yet. Biggest mistake, hands down. So if you're in that first phase, if you're between 0 and 30, then you really need to be acting as a third line in your content. That's the role that you're playing in the movie of your life. That's the costume that you're wearing in your ideal client's life, in your audience's life. You got to wear that costume. You got to take them behind the scenes. You got to show them the things that you're getting wrong. You got to bring them the lessons. And then from 30 to 50, my invitation to you is to really walk people through the lessons that you're integrating. Let them know that it's hard because there's other people for whom it is hard. There's other people who are integrating big life lessons. And I think for six line profiles, what we need from you is to know you're with us. Now, every six line profile that I have ever worked with has said that the thing that they wish they had more throughout their entire lives was support. They long to know they're supported. And I really believe that in this 30 to 50 stage, you also offer support. You are this beacon who's saying, it's okay. I got you. I'm here with you. I'm doing it too. That's your voice in this second phase of your six line profile journey. And then when you're over 50, when you've come down off the roof. Now, side note, I need to take you through this. Right around the time you're 50, sometime between when you're 48 to 52, it's going to be the hardest time of your life as a six line profile. It could be the hardest time of your life as a six line profile. If you are prepared for it, if you understand that you're going to be going through a lot of lessons, if you're here for the journey and all of the lessons there, I think it's going to be a little bit easier for you. Rather than if you're beating yourself up and saying, what's wrong with me? I can't get it right. Everything's going wrong in my life. You got a lot to do. You've got a Chiron return. Chiron returns to the place it was in your birth chart around the time of 50. It is our wounded healer. Everyone has a Chiron return. But for you as a six line profile, it is magnified by the fact that you are also expected to come off the roof. You're also expected to go from this position of integrating all of your life lessons and all of this stuff that you've gone through, and all of a sudden, step into a role, being a role model for people. So of course you have a lot on your plate, and that's okay. You don't have to do this perfectly. To me, a role model is someone who is showing me how it's done and who is actually living it as they go through, instead of who is standing there and telling me what I should be doing. So that's what your people need from you. We need you to role model what it is that needs to be done, whether it's in our relationships, our business, our lives, whatever niche it is that you serve, our health. Stepping into that role model voice of yours and showing people that you're doing it with them is extremely powerful. That's it. That's the six profile lines. So your profile will be a combination of two of those lines. And that will be listed on your human design chart. If you don't yet have your human design chart, I'll pop the link in the show notes for you to run over and grab it on the website. It's vickidixon.com. You can grab it there. You'll get about 2 weeks of education specific to your human design. And profile is one of the things that I'm going to be focusing on in the 3-day masterclass. So I'm offering a free 3-day masterclass that is going to take you from stumbling around, wondering what you're going to say online, thinking that you have to fill up the algorithm, you have to please the algorithm, you have to be online 24/7. We're not doing that anymore. What I'm going to do is show you exactly what your people need to hear from you through the lens of your human design, so that you can make more money building your sustainable business and having the impact that you're here to have. I'll pop the link in the show notes for you to register for that event. It is completely free. I put it all on the line for you for 3 days, and the replays are available as well. So the link is in the show notes for you to pop into that training with me. I'll see you there.